USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Supreme Court has given the go-ahead for work to begin on several sections of the southern border wall. A 5-4 vote by the conservative majority high court gave the president a win by letting his administration redirect $2.5 billion in money approved by Congress to help build his promised wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. The U.S. and Guatemala have come to terms on a so-called third country agreement restricting asylum applications filed by Central Americans. President Trump applauding to what amounts to a concession. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan says,
if you have a Honduran family or an El Salvadoran national, instead of having them pay a smuggler, come all the way to our border to seek asylum, when they arrive in Guatemala, they're in a country that has a fair proceeding for assessing asylum claims.
This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.